Namaskaram, everyone. Don't have much to say about the podcast, but in this podcast, this was first shot in Malayalam, but I personally think the English one, we were able to go a bit deeper, because always when you shoot a second one, I get a bit more comfortable, the Surjana got a bit more comfortable, and we share a lot of things about his journey, his interest in the tourism and travel industry, and definitely reach out to him if you're planning to travel, maybe even a spiritual trip. Maybe we can plan something. If you guys are interested, do drop in the comment section if you're interested in planning some trip in Kerala, visiting all the temples. Let's see if we can do that. Maybe a long shot, I'm just trying, but yeah, that is happening. Let's see. And yeah, just enjoy the podcast. It's a beautiful podcast in the presence of Devi and Sadhguru. We have a Devi Gudi and some beautiful things that happened in Surajana's life, and how Devi decided to enter his life. And do subscribe to the channel, do support the podcast by, you know, subscribing to the channel, liking it and sharing it with your friends and family. Hope to bring you more such awesome podcast, going high on podcast. I'm a big fan of Beer Biceps, and I love the way he takes podcast, and trying to do the same thing in a different way to take my guru's message. So hope you enjoy the podcast, and let's get into it. Namaskaram, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the podcast. I'm so happy that finally we are able to do an in-person podcast. Today we have a beautiful and handsome guest, Surajana from Kannur.
Namaskaram. Namaskaram.
How are you doing?
Happy to have you here. Very happy. Fine.
Fine.
How are you?
I'm good. How was your morning sadhana?
Morning sadhana was great. Today's sadhana went very well. You were there. And I think your presence made some difference.
It is Devi's and Sadhguru's presence which makes all the difference. So before we go into the podcast, I would like to tell the audience that the audio version of this will be available on Apple Podcast and Spotify. So if you would just love to listen to the audio while driving or doing something else, please check. The links will be there in the description. So with your permission, Anna, shall we go into the podcast?
Sure, sure.
So where shall we start from, Anna?
Yeah. We can start from childhood as you.
Yes, we can. We always start from the childhood. Want to know a person, you know, much more deeper. So, Anna, we would really love to know, before your journey as a seeker, we would love to know you as a person. Like, where you're from, what you do, you know, all the spicy parts, like the breakups and the patch-ups. There were
patch-ups and breakups.
Yes, all the fights, everything.
So, everything, yeah.
How you were as a kid,
like,
how your parents
like
were.
We are writing the BSP book.
Yes, definitely.
Homework. So, yes, Anna, we can start from childhood. So, I'm a mid-90s kid. Okay. I was born in Chennai. And my schooling was done there. That was LKG, kindergarten, I was in Chennai. So, I'm good in Tamil also. Firstly, as you know, yesterday itself I told you, I had some health issues from childhood. It was full of trauma and hospital, admitted in hospital, blood injections every time.
Can you tell what was it that you were suffering?
Yeah, I had one, this is called nephrotic syndrome, and it was by birth. Didn't come after that, it was by birth. And like, it's a kidney disease, not really kidney disease, it's a small filtration problem. Okay, the protein will leak through, means it will not be supplied to the body. Body won't get necessary protein, and I'll be always tired, always like edema will be there.
What will be there?
Edema, like what to say? Swelling.
Swelling, okay.
On legs and all. So I won't be able to work like normal. I'll be more tired, always in hospital, and the food, etc. was like very much was controlled always. I was not allowed to eat whatever other children used to, like no salt was added at that time, zero salt.
You were not able to have salt. What about sugar?
Sugar was okay, but I don't love sugar.
Okay.
I don't like
yes,
it.
Yes, yesterday actually we went to a place and he said, let's have dessert. He's like, what is a dessert? I'm like, sweets, you know, and
I
then
don't like sweets.
He's a person who doesn't like sweets. So we had ice cream and...
Still he had.
Yes.
I didn't have. I only had 2 spoons.
Yes.
Yeah. So I don't love sweets much, but food was much controlled, and I was very short because of that shortage of the iodine.
Okay.
In salt, we have iodine, right?
Right.
So I didn't get enough iodine, so I was very short. When I was in 10th standard, I was only 134 centimeters something.
Okay.
Very short. I will show you that picture after some time. So very much like we will have that inferiority complex always. I'm very short, weak always. Previously, I was good at studies. Then, after 8th standard and all, this disease caught up. It was very high level on high level. So, I used to miss many classes, and my studies went on backtrack. Somehow, I managed. 10th, I was good. I got good marks. And 12th,
How
at
did
that time,
you, I would like to ask, how did you manage that feeling of inferiority? Like, how did you make
no,
through
it was
that?
there
Okay.
always. And after that, I will explain that. Okay. I studied in Amrita Vidyalaya, so I believe the spiritual seed was on there. It was a like more like Isha Vidya school, where always meditation, everything is there. We'll be taught yoga. So a major role was played by one of my teachers. We met him,
Yes.
Sajan sir.
Yes, beautiful.
Yeah, he played a huge role in my life. I met him from 6th standard. And he was my math teacher. Like, he was the one who took care of me, like, on many things, on health issues also, used to give advice. And he was the one who put the seed. He was the one who nurtured the seed, everything he done that, like, very beautifully he done. I didn't feel that he was pushing me or something. He used to talk about revolutionaries and all. So revolutionaries, while he was talking about revolutionaries, he will give that spiritual content also. We won't be understanding like he's pushing or something.
Right.
Like he'll be slowly giving us that knowledge of spirituality, how some leaders were spiritually active and powerful, how they were doing their sadhana. He gave examples of Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose.
Right.
And that was the turning point of my life, I believe. He started talking about Netaji, and a normal question came up, like, where is he in these textbooks? We were not taught about Netaji. Yesterday he told you, he was the reason behind our freedom, Bharat's freedom. So I was very like, I asked him, why he's not there in our textbook? A single paragraph is given like he's died in plane crash and all. There was a curiosity. Then I started to inquire more and more. He started to give informations that he didn't die in that plane crash and all. Then he talked about the spiritual aspect of these leaders, how he was doing his sadhana at midnight, at 2 o'clock. He used to read Bhagavad Gita. He always wanted to stay in ashram. Like that, he started to give me that facts on him, and it appealed to me very much. And he told how he changed into a military man in the morning.
Right.
He's like brave, he's with guns and all. But at night, he's a sadhaka. And it's like Bharat is giving such people who are sadhaka, who want peace inside. But when they wanted to do something, they are taking that role. Yeah, so that was the push, first one. And till 12th standard, he was there. I was in that school. And I missed my exam. Another health issue came, and I missed my exam. Then again, I went to college, dropped, and again I started doing my graduation in travel and tourism management.
Right.
At that time also, he was there, Sajan sir. Always I used to keep in touch with him. At that time, that spirituality, I don't used to do meditation at all in college and all. It was like I was into student politics.
Tell us a bit more about student politics.
Student politics. I was very much involved in student politics. I was a right winger.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is a right winger?
Right winger in the sense I was working for ABVP at that time.
What is the
Student
full form of ABVP?
Akhil Bharatiya Vidyarthi Parishad.
Okay.
Yeah, I was secretary of ABVP at that time. We used to get involved in student things that many issues. Okay. At that time, I was very vigorous. He always, Sajan sir always asked me not to go, don't do this, don't go fight, don't go make problems, be still.
I want to ask you one thing. You said, you know, you are of a lead figure, very short. So when you come into such a situation, how do you make people listen to you? Is that,
no, actually,
do you overcome your inferior, this thing?
No, no, actually what happened, when I was 14, this used to get cured when you are becoming stronger, like when you are getting age, at that time it will slowly phase out.
Right.
So when I was reaching college, it went away.
Okay.
Mostly around 80 to 85% it was cured. Still yearly once and twice and all it will come. So I will take steroids, English medicine. It's very dangerous, steroids. So I used to take them, it will go away. But when I reached 12th standard, I became taller.
Okay.
And I started to use salt and all at that time. I started to gain height.
Right.
Height and weight gain. And when I was in college, I became 150 plus 155 something. 160, around 160 I reached. So 30 centimeter I gained in those years. So I overcame that inferiority and all. People started saying, no, you're now okay. Because when we compare that old photo and current photo, there's a huge difference. So I overcame that. And I used to speak well with people. I have that communication skill.
Was that there as a natural or did you work on that?
No, I didn't work on all it. I was able to convince people. Talk and I will convince them. I will explain things. And so in college also it helped me a lot while talking to people on students groups and all. So where did we stop?
We were talking about ABVP and student politics a little bit.
Student politics, it was very vigorous. Police issues, that this it was cyclonic like time at that time. So in college, first year, a girl proposed me.
Oh, finally, so, we didn't get into Malayalam podcast. Sorry,
so
Malayalam guys.
I was very happy. Yeah, now inferiority complex and all has gone.
Okay.
So that didn't last for even 1 month. I thought, no, this is not going to work, not my thing.
Okay,
so I told her and we stopped.
How was the first breakup? The first thing is always
no.
Okay.
It was not at all breakup. And I explained her, no, listen, this is not going to work for me.
Okay.
I'm not interested. I don't want to cheat you, like taking it long and I don't know. So we can stop this. So she also agreed. We stopped. And after that, third year of college, student politics was student politics was on highest peak for. Huge problem in my house because when you check my bag, there won't be books.
Hmm.
There will be ABVP flag, kumkum, that, this, pamphlets, everything. So huge ruckus in my house. Parents were called to my college and they told he is the topper of the college right now.
Hmm.
He has good marks, but if he is doing the same, he won't be getting rank and all. That, this. My mark was at top of the university first was.
Is it
was like, yeah.
Okay.
I had the highest mark in the university TTM department. So, but the principal was like, he's doing these things, he's not concentrating on his studies, so he will lose the rank. That's his problem. So, here also many problems happen. Then,
do you think, but everyone says focus on studies, but don't you think it was essential for you to be part of other things? That is why you were able to work?
Of course, yes. I got tremendous experience from those things. That shaped me like this. It helped me to shape myself as a good citizen and also it gave me immense experience on many things. I think currently I'm doing event management and all. Those experience, those management gave me enough support for this field. I used to talk now also as a travel agent, I used to talk to many people. So those things helped me for sure. And it shaped me into a like good citizen, okay, because I love my country more than anything. That's the primary thing for me. As Sajan sir told me, ultra nationalistic guy, yeah. So, it was not because that I worked in ABVP, I became nationalist, because I was nationalist, I love my country very much. And you know, I told you, I showed you many books and all. So that readings of history, that understanding of history and all, that led me like why why these are not mentioned in our textbooks, why they are not talking about these kings, these kingdoms who are very strong, who ruled for more than 1500 years. There were kingdoms who are ruling here 750 years. So small span of rulers, like Mughals were ruling for short span. They are given more in importance in our textbooks. British ruled for some years, 200+ right. years. So they are given, they are like, they are the prime people in India. But our Ahom kingdom, such kingdoms, they are ignored. Ahom doesn't find any mention.
Right.
Zero mentions.
Ahom, I don't remember because I used to be get good marks in history. I used to buy out everything.
Okay. Ahoms are not in our textbook.
Yeah.
Ahoms were one of the biggest kingdoms. They were very strong. They defeated Bakhtiar Khilji. So, because they were victorious, they were ignored.
Hmm.
I got like, why? Why are you doing this? Because you can write history. You can talk both part. Facts, you can mention facts. If people love those facts, they can accept, or this one, they can accept. But if you are purposefully ignoring one part and pushing the other, I got that, why? Why are you doing this? So I started reading extra books. I ignored NCRT. I started reading extra books. So that gave me some insights. Why? Then that's how things got shaped, actually.
Okay.
Sir told you, na, like, for spirituality, you will go, surely you will dive into history. If you are into spiritual path, you will somehow, you will reach history. You will try to understand how ancient it was, how things got shaped, how this civilization started, everything, you will start to delve into it. So, same thing happened. A different perspective or perception got developed. So, I became right winger. That's how I reached this student politics and all. Yes, that's it. That's how college went. Hmm. Then.
And so from college, getting to a job, what was the, did you, after your college, did you go into like tourism department?
Yes.
Could you talk a bit about that?
Actually, after college, the same week, I finished my exams.
Yeah.
The same week, I got placed in one of the company.
Okay.
I got placed and it was like nearby itself, nearby to my home, in hometown. So I worked with them for 2 years. I went to Dubai. I worked for them at the same company.
Tell us a bit more about, you know, the working as a travel agent. What are its good sides and bad sides? Because maybe someone wants to, because maybe some youngster is watching it. Being a travel agent is also an opportunity other than just being an engineer and doctor, right?
Travel field means you will be able to communicate with people. You will get in touch with them, not with machines.
Right.
You will always be dealing with people, different types of people, different kinds of people. Some people will be very good. You will be like, oh, okay, I need to help them. Some people will be, whatever we do to them, good to them, they will be like, no, you wouldn't do this. So, it was fun, actually. It was very live industry. It's not that you are doing the same job daily. No. You are meeting different people. So, you will be doing different jobs. Different destinations, you will be knowing about different places. For huge group, you will be accompanying them. So 20 to 30 people you have to manage on for 10 days, 12 days. You have to take care of everything. Like you will need to accompany them to different destinations. I took college students to Sikkim, Gangtok, Darjeeling, everywhere. I used to take them to Delhi, Rajasthan. So with this, like many people tell me, you are so lucky. You are getting paid for traveling. Many people love traveling, but they are not able to do. But my job is the same. I used to guide people. I used to take them to places, and for that, yeah, I told you I'm a UPSC aspirant. So by traveling, I got a good picture of India, how places are, how some places are very much developed, some are very backward in India. I told you about one place yesterday,
yes.
Chhattisgarh.
Yes.
I was afraid to like travel in train. There was no house, no shops through 10 to 50 kilometers. There was nothing. So there are places like that. There are places which are very good. There are places which are very poor condition right now also. So I used to travel and I got very good exposure because of that. About my country, actually. And dealing with people also, it was very life-changing, we can say. I met one Isha meditator while I was traveling.
Okay.
He asked me, "Are you Isha meditator?"
You're not into any meditation at that time.
No, I was.
Okay.
And that was the reason happening.
Okay.
I mentioned it because I was telling about traveling. Yeah. I met some people while traveling. He saw me, saw this ring, and he asked, "Isha meditator?"
Oh, you had lost this ring in the morning. You got it.
Yeah. I this went away. I found from my bed. Okay. So, travel industry gave me much support for life itself. Yes, I met many people. And also, because I am into travel industry, I used to travel always. Now also, if I want to go to ashram, there won't be any second thought.
Right.
I will go, just go. So, that sort of one freedom I got from this industry.
I want to ask you one thing. Since you have traveled the length and breadth across Bharat, what is some of the good things and bad things that you have found
in India?
In India.
Mm. First thing is, people are from different, when we go from Kerala, people are like, "Oh, you are from Kerala." Mm. We will get that always, like, South people are getting more importance. Right. When we go to North, they are like, "Oh, you are from Kerala. Kerala is most literate state."
Right.
So, they used to sit and talk.
Okay.
Those people, when you go into North side, they used to sit and talk like, "Where are you from?"
Right.
"Hi." Yeah, they used to help and this, that. And another thing, the negative, when I went to North, we lost one group I was taking. We lost 3 phones,
okay,
jackets, that is so different types of people, what to say. And positive, there are much positives like climates, culture, different culture. When you go to Rajasthan, it's like different country.
Right.
Dress style, dressing style.
Question, are you watching this?
Dressing style was so different. People are very good. I went to Pushkar, Udaipur, Jaisalmer. So, Udaipur was, I didn't feel to come back.
Right.
I wanted to stay in Udaipur.
Right.
Udaipur was very live at night. People were performing. Foreign people, they were like, they were performing some things with fire and all. There was one river on the banks. If you go and sit, there will be people performing. So
guys,
it was.
Message in the comments if you want to organize a trip.
Rajasthan was very different from I traveled to other places, but Rajasthan was very different. I want to go again there. Udaipur, Pushkar, and all. It was like huge experience. I wanted to go again. We can go.
Definitely. One thing I have traveled a little, not as much as you know, but I've studied in Gujarat, traveled to Rajasthan. I have personally felt, you know, initially people in the, let's say, the other part of the country, northern parts of the country, they might initially they're a bit resistant to me and, you know, who I am, like that has been. But once they see that, you know, I'm a very friendly person, then they're so open to helping us and the kind of, I think, festivals and in Kerala, find it comparatively lesser. We have temple Purams and all, but there they celebrate a lot of festivals.
Yes.
That's something very colorful they do. And
there is also one Pushkar Fest in Rajasthan. It's very huge. I think I want to go there, but I
Holi and this all are very. Now it's
very,
coming to Kerala also.
Very very colorful festivals are there in Rajasthan. When you walk by the side of the road, they won't horn.
Okay.
They won't like make sound.
Right.
They will wait. I was like, "Why are you waiting?"
Okay.
Okay, I didn't know there was vehicle behind me. So, they never like push tourists or I was felt very safe in Rajasthan.
Have you taken foreigners also on your trips?
No, foreigners came to Kerala. At that time, I handled.
Okay.
But I never traveled with them.
Okay.
Okay. So, I dealt with them. There was one lady from US and all. She came to India. I shown this places nearby. And it was good, but I never traveled with them too long distance. Yes, they came here. I used to arrange.
Good.
But more into domestic people only. Indians.
Yeah, just so what is the course that one has to do if one has to officially get a certificate on travel and how long does it take?
The first thing is, if you are a graduate in travel and tourism, you have that degree with you.
Okay.
Graduation. So, I did my graduation. Another thing is, you can do diploma in travel and tourism, or else travel guide certificate course is there, offered by many states.
Okay.
In Kerala also they are offering.
And any age one can do this?
Any age you can do. You are certified travel guide then.
Guide.
government certified.
Okay.
So diploma is another, and certificate course is the travel professional course. So you can go for anything, but I believe if you are very young and you are going to do your graduation, and if you are interested in traveling and hospitality, so you can go for graduation in travel and tourism management. Yeah, it has good opportunity coming up for in India. There's many.
Yeah, because our infrastructure is getting better, everything is getting better. So,
We had today we have 18 Vande Bharat trains, and 5 more are getting inaugurated today. So it will be 23. If we check the statistics, tourist inflow has gone up very much, and Rajasthan is gaining much. Last year, I believe I missed the statistics. Kerala went down.
Went down?
And Rajasthan is getting higher. And infrastructure, we cannot deny that roads and all got very better. So it's easy to travel. So whoever want to pursue tourism, you can.
Yes.
It's a good field. You won't get bored. You'll be meeting new people. So meeting different people, going to different places, you won't get bored. Northeast and all, it's very beautiful. Dazzling Gangtok, you should visit once. Very good places in India. Kashmir, I didn't visit, and Gujarat, I didn't visit. I will go this year.
Yes, now you're going.
Yes. We can go.
Yes. So now from there, we'll go to the next part. You're seeking and finding your guru. Can we know about?
Actually, I was like, I told you in college, I was very vigorous. I used to get angry easily. It was a huge problematic time.
Right.
I couldn't control myself at that time. And this same man, whenever I am at a juncture, this man will come and pull me somewhere. Saijan sir, he will show me path. No, you should go this way. We have to have some person like him always, who have good experience about life, good perspective. So he used to guide me. No, don't go this way. You can choose this one. This is dangerous. You should go this way. You have huge amount of Rajasika energy. You should not waste that. Channelize that. But I used to listen to him. One day he told me, you should find your guru. It's already late. What are you doing? And he gave me a list. Here we have Chidanandapuri Swami, Amritanandamayi Mata is there. Sadhguru is there. Sri Sri Ravi Shankar is there.
Right.
He is related to Amritanandamayi Mata. He says Sadhaka, but he never pushed me, you should come here, you studied in Amrita Vidyalayam, you should go there. No, right. He never did. He told, there are many living gurus right now. We are in a time, there are many options. You can choose, you can go to them, you try. So, I didn't know whom to choose and all. We don't know. At that time, I didn't feel like whom should I choose and all. We don't know.
Right.
I was like choosing, we should pick someone.
Okay.
From this bucket list, we should pick something. No, actually, I was from Amrita Vidyalaya. And I have shared in that experience in that Malayalam podcast.
Right.
There was one photo of Amritanandamayi Devi, which I bought from.
Can take me.
Yes.
There I can. Let's show it to the camera.
This photo. So this photo, I got this from Vallika, Amritanandamayi Matam, and when I was in school, 12th or 10th something. So at that time, I kept this photo near my study table. It was there. And before I joined college, this was not there. I couldn't find it. I lost it. And after Sajan sir told me to find my guru when I was 24, in 2018 or 19, something, I don't remember actually. So, I prayed to Amma itself, Amritanandamayi Devi. I don't know, I don't feel much connect here, but still I feel safe. I need to find my guru, please help me. That's what I prayed at that time. We don't know, at that time we are zero. So, Sadhguru, I was a fan of Sadhguru. We know, we right-wing people love him because his comebacks, his thugs, everything we love, how he deal with students, how he deal with questions, how he used to deal with this ancient Bharat things, how he explains about Sri Rama.
The Thug of Thugs.
Yes. How he talked about Sri Rama, Ramayana, Krishna. It was so appealing to a youngster that it's so scientific. It's not like that you should believe this or else God will punish you. No, you can believe, you can ignore, whatever you can do. So, I was a fan, but I never felt connected. It was, yeah, I love him. I don't have any problem with him. I love him. I love Madame Ranvairi, everyone. But I started, again, I started this UPSC preparation. And again, Sajan sir called me. He told, you should channelize your energy, do meditation, start doing any process. And I was preparing vigorously, 15 hours, 14 hours a day. I used to study, sit and study. I lost sleep. I got addicted to this exam.
Studying? Oh, yes. UPSC is very addictive.
Addicted.
Okay.
Means, in the beginning, it was tough.
Okay.
Sitting for long hours and all. But gradually, I got addicted. I left everything out. I swiped everything out and I was into it. And it was in January or February. Mahashivratri is in February, right?
Yeah, it varies a little bit here and depending.
In 2021, Mahashivratri, it was lockdown. We were not allowed to go to ashram. I was simply sitting in my room with my book, Indian Polity by Lakshmi Gans.
Okay.
I was reading that and I got bored and I kept it. I took phone and Instagram, I opened. So at that time there was a reel like, welcome to Mahashivratri 2021. We
the grand night of Shiva.
We invite you online. You can watch this year online. So I thought, what is this? I love him. So I watched it and it was like, okay, Shivratri. Then only I came to know which is Shivratri tomorrow. Today, that day only I saw. So I thought, okay, let's give it a try. That's how I thought, yes, I never took Shivratri as complete Shivratri. One time I was like, yes, I should take Shivratri, and I was scrolling, in lying in bed and scrolling my phone. I will not sleep. That was the Shivratri I knew.
Okay.
We don't know, we should keep our spine erect.
Right.
That things I don't know at that time. 2019 I tried, I didn't sleep, still it was not the way. And this year he gave instructions like, you should sit straight, spine should be erect, energy is coming, so you should get that. So it was more scientific. I thought, it got appealed, and I sat all night. I sat till 6, midnight meditations, everything went very well. For sure I can tell you that it was the day that changed me.
Shift happened.
And then what ended up?
And from there, Anna, we would like to listen, how did you take the next step? You watched Mahashivratri, something happened within you.
Yes.
So from there, how did you decide what are the next steps to take, and how did you get involved in your sadhana? And how is sadhana also going? How are you? Are you struggling with it, or is it happening effortlessly? We would like to know all about it.
Yes, Anna. So, on the next day, after that Mahashivratri 2021, next day I woke up and it was like, I started getting irritated, like, what is this? I want to know. Again, I took that live stream, I watched it again. Not fully, I watched it, Sadhguru's speech and all, I watched it again. So, and again I landed into your YouTube channel. Obviously, if someone is searching about Isha, he will land in Vaishwana's page.
But I'm worried about Shato. Shato is also
Shotoka, yes. These two people. I landed on first on Shotoka's page.
Okay.
Then she told, there is one guy called Vaishak Sabu. He's doing good. So I thought, who is this Vaishak Sabu? And I went to his. So Shato is gaining. Okay.
Yeah, Shato is gaining.
Shato is gaining.
Devi, we need some support. Guys. Please support men.
Please support men. No, actually, when I searched, Shotoka's video game, Vaishagana's video game. So obviously that girls will get more views.
Yes.
So I clicked on.
Men are working against.
So I went and I watched the video. She was talking about Uttaraksha and all. She was live streaming that.
Oh, okay.
Shivratri program.
Program, right.
Okay, so I was like, I was watching, there was practices going on. She was giving lives about practices. They were practicing dance. So it was nice to watch like what were happening in ashram and all. And I went your page, I visited your page. You were talking about in engineering and all. I listened. So in the end of the day, that next day of Mahashivratri, I wanted somewhere, it's right, and I wanted to visit ashram. So again, I waited for 2 days. And I found myself in YouTube again, watching your videos, doing research about this. I thought, okay, this is not gonna work. I'm not studying.
Right.
I kept studies aside and I was into like...
You kept that addictive UPSC studies
aside. Yes, I kept that thing aside and I started to look. So I talked with sir and he told, okay, if there is something, you don't go immediately. You take time. And he told... By hearing your conversation, I think you will go today itself. So it happened. I went that day itself. I went. I don't know how to go and all. I texted you. And I remember you gave me a reply within 5 minutes or something. You explained how to go. It was a midnight train. I told them in-house.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went down and told
them. How did you drop the bomb?
I told them I am going to ashram. They went, what? What are you saying? So I told, no, I want to go. This is not going to work. I need to go. But I told you yesterday itself, they never told me no for my travel plans. Wherever I want to go, they were okay. They were okay always. So this time also, they were like afraid. Like, why are you going to ashram? My travel places were always like Wayanad, Coorg, Bangalore, Chennai, those areas. But this time I'm going to different place. They were like, what? I told you, yeah, I will go and come back. I explained it to one of my friends. He told, okay, okay, don't go alone. You won't come back sometime. I will come with you and I will take you back. So I didn't have any plan or itinerary or something. I just booked one train and it's reached Coimbatore early, very early.
Right.
I didn't get the 14D you mentioned.
Right.
14D bus was like, it starts at 5:30. So I reached at 3:45. I took one share auto. I went to ashram. I was at Adiyogi. And it was like, I got some amount of tears.
Right.
It is huge.
Yes, I can understand. The first yes. time, you know, you have seen first this on YouTube time, and everything.
Always we are yeah. seeing it in YouTube. And when we stand in front of him, we will feel like we are little.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Yes, looking yeah. there, meditative.
Yes.
Like there.
So I sat there. I talked with my teacher again. He told sit there. Watch it. You may get some contacts. Don't go search for contacts. You may get some contacts. So I was sitting. One Swamiji came, talk, and I told him, I am coming here for first time, I don't know how. He told there is one program called Inner Engineering. I missed this part in Malayalam podcast. He talked about like, he told, there is one Malayalam guy.
Okay.
I will introduce him. Okay. He's from Kannur.
Okay.
Okay. I was like, where is he? He told, sit here, he will come. And I waited for 1 hour or something. He didn't come. That Anna didn't come. So I got cheated. So I waited. So there was food and all. Idli, sambar.
Oh, that day. Yeah.
Okay. I was asked to sit here. It's near. So I thought I will go and
come.
I will stand from there. If someone is coming looking for me, I will come back and talk with him. So I watched the same place and had idli and all. No one came. I went search. For this Swami, he also disappeared.
Maybe guru in disguise.
Yeah, so I roamed here and there. I gone around the Adiyogi statue. No one came, but it was nice. Like he talked about inner engineering. He gave me that tip. He told that is the only way.
Right.
That is the first step. And the first step is online. I think he told.
Right.
So okay, I got that tip. I bought this Rudraksh. That was my prime like motive to get Rudraksh from ashram. I don't know Isha life at that time.
Right.
I thought we should go there and buy. Short talker explained about Isha life, but I didn't give much attention to it. I went directly and bought this. Did this.
Can you show the Rudra? This is the same Rudra.
My Rudra.
You've just kept it below because you know the mic might hit. That's why. Yeah.
That's why I removed. He asked me to remove my Rudraksh. Guru told me never remove. Okay. So I came back. I had many small doubts, like if you are dipping it in cow milk for one day, cow milk will get spoiled. How so the Rudraksh will get spoiled or what? so many doubts. And I messaged Shotoka and also Vaishwana. You gave me some tips at that time, I remember. Shotoka never replies, Shotoka never replies. Shotoka never replies. So after that, I took 1 week again. I researched what is this and all. I researched. Many people were talking about when we search about Isha, many people will be talking negative, like they destroyed forests, killed elephants. That's this. But that didn't get appealed because, as previously itself, I know all of our gurus are getting attacked.
Right.
One time or other, they are into this controversies. Amritantamayi Mutt was in the middle of controversy, so I knew how people were working against them, so I didn't pay much attention.
You already knew the game plan.
I know the game plan perfectly. I know these people will do this. They will not have, they won't have any facts and all. They will just like one theory is there. When you talk lies for 1,000 times, it will become truth. Many people will start talking, and I know these things. So I have seen many podcasts. People were saying like they heard these things and they wanted clarification. They went to Swamiji's and asked, and all. Akar told, so, but I didn't.
No, tell me, Anna, what was it?
No, in your podcast.
Oh, yes.
People were telling like they heard this and they went and asked different people and that they got clarified. I never asked for any clarification. I know these things. This will. So, I never, till date, I never asked. So, I know the game plan. So, I left it. I went there again in my bike. I took 1 day, it was raining, and night I wanted to go to Isha. That my travel plans are like that only. It will be sudden. Okay, that day, next week, I went to ashram for the first time. I explained. After 5 days, again, I wanted to go. So, here, problems started. Like, you are visiting ashram frequently. Why are you doing this? I told, no, I will come back. I took my bike, raincoat. Rain was the raincoat. One dress, extra dress and all. I went there. First time when I went, I couldn't enter ashram. I was near Adiyogi. I had to come back because after Mahashivaratri, some things were there, restrictions were there. When I went second time, I got entry into ashram. I was like in front of Sarpavasal. I felt very small.
That's a huge
Sarpavasal
snake.
Is huge. So I loved the way how people treated. Namaskaram, Anna. I was like, why are they doing this? So, I went, got dipped in Surya Kund. It was like freezing. It's why?
One has to touch it to understand how freezing that is.
Freezing cold. I thought, why are you keeping this much freezing? So, I got dipped. I went into Dhyanalinga. It was a different kind of experience in Dhyanalinga. First time. I'm not saying that we will be getting some fire or something, but what I felt was when I came out of Dhyanalinga, I didn't talk for 10 minutes. It was like I wanted some silence. I don't want to lose that experience which I got, so I kept in silence. I went to Devi Temple. At that time, Puja was starting. I sat there for Puja. It gave me some, it was very like temperature got rise. I don't know what was happening. I roamed near there. I had idli, vada.
From Mundrapura or Pepper and Wine?
Near that Adiyogi Alayam.
Pepper and Wine, I'm
guessing. Pepper and Wine, yes. From Pepper and Wine, I went into Isha Life shopping. I didn't purchase anything. I liked the products and all.
Isha Life, please sponsor the podcast.
Isha Life, we are marketing. We are
Yes.
Yes, it's advertisement for you. So I went inside Isha Life. It was like I wanted that vibhuti, etc. I purchased one vibhuti. And yes, I came back and I was like, what next? Again, if I'm going, it's not going to work. What next? How to get involved? So it was like I texted you. You didn't give reply at that time.
Okay. Damn, I also became shattered.
You also became shattered. But I was okay. I got many friends from Isha Circle. I did my inner engineering online that week itself. Somehow I managed. Always when I wanted to do an Isha program, that the cost for that course, that will somehow reach my account.
Okay.
Always. Okay. I feel like magic, but can be coincidence for some people. But I always feel that if I wanted to do Shambhavi completion, that amount will somehow reach. Some people will call, and when I wanted to do BSP, one guy, my friend, he borrowed money from me. He told, hey, I had to give this money.
Oh my God.
Okay, then I will directly put it into BSP.
Right.
That's how always it has been. Then I did my online, inner engineering online. I was very structured, like in the morning, first thing in the online, I did it for 7 days. Upayoga was given. I kept that practice going. I did my inner engineering online with attention. I gave most attention, means maximum I can give.
Right.
Okay. At that time.
Oil? No, it's good. I was just taking it.
Online happened and it touched me very well. I was crying. I found myself crying at the end of seventh session. And I was fully teary. And I never wanted that program to end. It was like on first day, second day, third day and all, I was very happy. Fifth day when I reached, I was like, oh, it's going to end. I was like, no, don't end. Sixth day, I was sad. It's going to end tomorrow. And seventh day in the morning, I was like, I don't want to end this program. This 7 day program should not end. It should be. And again, I watched those recorders, question answer sessions of Sadhguru. I again watched it. And seventh day, there was in the end of that inner engineering online program, there is one song. I lost it completely. I was in tears fully. I sat there for half an hour or something. After that, I came out. I wanted to do Shambhavi. Again, I checked what are the options. And for my luck, online Diksha was announced.
Right.
Inner engineering completion online was announced. First session got over. I checked the reviews. Shoto was doing video. Again, Shoto got my view. Okay. Shoto did one video with that US guy, Anna's name I forgot.
Okay.
So he did online.
Okay.
So he was sharing his experience. So Shoto in the end told, you can choose both. Both are good. If you wanted to do from home, you can choose online. It's both. And I thought Shoto has told. And I registered for Shambhavi completion. Inner engineering completion was after 1 week. I got, when I registered itself, I got the slot and I waited. Those 3 days were like, that was the first time I felt something non-physical. How to explain? People will think conspiracy theory and all. But
let's have some conspiracy theories.
Yes.
Let's go the beer biceps way. Did you see ghosts?
Beer biceps, yes. I'm his fan.
Me too. I'm also
beer bicep, yeah. So, Birbhai sir, he was talking about one ghost, that girl he was dating, she had ghosts and all. I was like, oh my God, we should be careful with these girls. Shoto also always talk about Libra powers, magic powers.
Shoto, I'm a little worried about, guys.
Yes, we should do some
research.
She's talking about Libra powers. Okay, then inner engineering online completion. I did it from my home, online. So, on the third day, like initiation day, we should not talk to anyone. We were given information, like instruction, we should not talk, we should be alone. Inside room, how we should set up the room and all, the lamp should be light. I did everything with maximum attention. I sat there for the same day. And one character I missed to mention is Ankita Akka. Okay, we got friends, like we became friends from Instagram.
Right.
Her name was Shivanga at that time. Shivanga. Her real name is Ankita. Her name is Shivanga.
Please mention that incident also.
Yeah. Okay. I texted her once. Actually, she was like Sadhguru and all. It's she mentioned in bio. I followed her. She followed me back. And when I was scrolling Instagram one time, it was like she has liked one post, Shivanga and others. And the post was against Sadhguru.
Right.
It was in Tamil.
Right.
I understood. She didn't understand this Tamil.
Right.
That's why she liked. I texted her. So she asked, yes Anna, tell me. I told, are you a disciple or are you a follower of Sadhguru? Yes, she told, yes, I'm follower. I asked, why did you put like for this post? She asked, why, what happened? Sadhguru's post. No, I told, girl, this is against him. I don't know Tamil. So I explained her, like, this is against him. They are trolling him and all. I reported that post and all. I was like a barrier at that time. Why are you doing this? And I sent that post to you. I told you, no, take action against me. You told, no, Anna, these people, many people are there. Ignore them. They are, most people are other, thinking other way. So ignore them. You told me that.
Right.
Okay, I told, okay, because why should not told, I'm leaving you alone.
As you know me, I'm a previous.
yeah, and then still I reported the post.
Okay, nice.
I was like, there was an option, and Instagram told me there was no offense.
There was supposed to be
there. I told, okay, Instagram. and Ankita Akka, we became friends. She thought I'm from school,
right.
Because I look 16, 17 at that time. She thought I'm from school. After that, when I texted her, I told, I'm from this, I'm doing this work and all. She was like, oh my God, you are not from school. No, I told, no, I am not from school and all. Okay, she told, oh no, you are big Anna. We started talking and she also was, she didn't do completion in engineering, nothing. She started watching videos and she became a disciple. That's how she was. I told Akka, do inner engineering. And she talked with her parents and they agreed. And she also completed in inner engineering online. And the next day or same week, she also had, like, we both registered for the same day. We both did completion together. I will come to my experience. Okay. I was sitting in my room in the end of that third day session. It was like Diksha giving process, Diksha process. For the first time, I felt something, means I'm sitting alone. Still, I was feeling something was happening. Because some people from a distant place are doing some process that is affecting us from here. Okay, it was magical, like first time experience. It was like we are sitting like this, current or electric light, vibration, what to tell, was going through all over.
Right.
Okay, my body got heated, heavily heated.
Right.
I was sweating, and it was like when we sit for long hours, our feet will be like
numb.
Right. That was the feeling all over my body, like it was grrr. And I felt okay. Once the process was over, I was like, what happened? It's beyond our logical mind, you know, because this much year when we touch something, okay, you will get current shock.
Right.
We know.
Right.
But nothing happened. We are sitting here and this happened. I was like, oh, what happened? And Sadhguru told, okay, we are going to do the process again.
Right.
Second time. I was like, okay, come do it.
I'm ready.
I'm ready again. Once more. But second time, nothing happened. First time, the experience happened. Second time, nothing happened. And there was one guy who was like, In the middle of the session, they gave 5 minutes break and all. Hamburger, I had a hamburger. Sadhguru told, no, no, you should not participate. We'll do separately. I was laughing at him. How people are. So, okay, that was fun. I remember because that guy got famous.
That guy got famous.
Because of hamburger.
Yeah, hamburger, yeah.
Hamburger, yes. And that process went well. I did my mandala perfectly, like 2 times a day. I used to do upayoga and also this, and I asked my teacher, should I continue upayoga or should I drop it? Or they were always helping. They told it will prepare your system more, Anna, so you should do both, try to do both and all. But somehow I, yeah, we all do.
Upayoga is that kid which gets ignored. That elder kid.
That elder kid got ignored. Upayoga ignored. And I was into Shambhavi. Shambhavi brought immense change. I can tell you that my life can be like pre-inner engineering and post-inner engineering. Both are completely different. And many people started to notice the change. Changes like I told you previously, I get used to get angry easily. Tuck, that will come. My voice will automatically get raised. I'll go into problems.
Right.
I'll make fuss everywhere. But the thing is, slowly, I'm not telling it was immediate. Slowly, I started watching myself and I found, yes, that's settling down. Slowly, slowly, it's settling down. When I go down and all, ma and all, they will shout for something or other, you know, in house. They were like, when they shouted one time, that was the time I realized. I was like, I was sitting simply, I was laughing. Previously, we used to get into fight. I always shout. But slowly, slowly, that shouting, etc. came down. I started to, okay, if you're shouting, you shout. That kind of this started. But I want to tell you, if you are dropping the sadhana at one point, if your energies are going down, you will get these things back. That also I had the experience, okay. When my sister's marriage was happening, I missed my sadhana badly. I was into morning I will do or I won't do at that day. For 1 week I didn't do. So, your compulsions will come back.
Slowly rise back up.
Yes, it will catch up. And if we start it again with the same energy, it will slowly settle. So, this is a scientific process. The change is happening because you are doing this, a change is happening.
Right.
If you are not doing this, again you are getting worse. So,
actually observable.
It's observable, like it's like you are managing a machine. If you are cleaning and keeping a machine well, it's working. If you are ignoring it, it will have problems like that. If you are giving more attention to your food and all, you will understand how in the morning you will be fresh, your activities will be good, your stomach will be good, etc.
Yeah,
we had,
oh my God.
Yeah.
Parotta, guys.
Parotta.
It was very tasty, the most from plating
kapum.
It's a startup. It's yeah. Awesome food, but next day morning was tough.
It was heavy.
It was heavy.
Yeah. So, sadhana went well and I wanted to do advanced programs. By seeing my change, everyone was like, okay, some good things are happening indeed. I got Devi's photo. This was the first photo,
yes,
thing I ordered from Isha Life. I got Devi home. I got tears. Devi and this lamp was my first purchase from Isha Life.
Isha Life, please sponsor.
So I lighted a lamp. I gave offered flowers and all. I started crying the day. And slowly, slowly, I started to get some more things from Isha Life. And I started to light lamp on daily basis. I started to research on next program. I wanted to do BSP. I went for BSP, but I couldn't complete. That's a different experience, but I think I will do it next month.
Right.
And I received his photo.
Okay. What made you get a photo of Sadhguru?
No, I always wanted.
Okay.
But that was much costly.
Okay.
I asked Ankita Akka. She told, no, no, I'm not going to buy. I will print one photo. I'll frame myself. She is artist. Okay, oh, she draws very well. So she created her own thing. I cannot draw even one circle.
Our Sadhguru will be like a circle, two dots, smile and appear like
so,
this.
So yes, I cannot even draw one circle. So I don't want to take any risk.
We shall not take a risk.
Okay. So I purchased. I bought him. I brought his photo here. And it was slowly Devi. Devi was, she came recently. And before that BSP experience, I couldn't complete. I wanted to go. And I want to do Shunya also this year. I am looking forward for doing. We can see. Okay. And that's about how it was. Things was like, these are the things happened. Okay. And next, recently, for last 2 years, I somehow wanted Devi Gudi. Devi Gudi is like, I was confused. Should I get Devi Gudi or should I get Sadhguru Sannidhi?
Right.
Or should I get Dhyanalinga Yandra?
Right.
Three options. Mm. And again, I texted you. You are the person, oh my God. subscribe to him, everyone. So, I texted you and you told it's according to you. These are the things. And according to you, told me to go and sit in places.
Yeah, because people already have Devi Gudi, Sannidhi. So, it is an opportunity for whether you are a meditator or not. You can go to their place, sit it. And whichever you connect with, that is the one that you personally should opt for.
You told me that. And okay, I didn't have much time and all. And I went to purchase to Isha Life. But the thing was, my credit card was not working on that website.
Right.
They are not accepting my card.
Yeah.
Why you are doing this, people, shall I?
They are always a spiritual path. You need some.
Yes.
So, even on a website.
I was like, this much years I tried to save money and purchase. At some point I understood that's not going to work. So I thought, okay, I'll put it in EMI. I'll pay. That was a better idea. When I went to website, they are not accepting my card. So I was sad. What to do? My sister had this card, HDFC card. I thought, okay, I will borrow from her and I will pay the EMI. But it's not good to ask for credit cards and all. So I was like, what to do? I badly wanted to get home. I think that time has arrived. Devi will decide when to come and out. You told Devi will
Sujitaka,
decide.
And it was an interview with Sujitaka, who has a Devi, and she told Anna Devi decides when she wants to
when
come,
she
whether
wants
you have money or not. If she decides, she will come.
She will come. Same happened here. I didn't have any option, but the magic happened. I explained to you, I think. Suddenly, people from HDFC Bank called me. They told, see, we are giving you a credit card with this much amount, some 60,000 credit limit. And we don't need any documents. You have account here, so we are giving. I was like, what? How? I didn't apply.
Right.
I didn't call them. I didn't ask them. Nothing. I didn't inquire anything. I didn't do anything. This girl simply called me and gave me credit card. I was like, what? What happened just now? And within 2 days, it came. First thing, I activated it and directly went to Isha Life shopping. I ordered. And within 4 days or something, Devi Gudi arrived. I informed you. And I ordered, things happened. So you told bank people also cannot resist Devi's power and all. So I invited you at that time to come. I again got this highlighted lamp. I again got teary eyes. She's here now. And if you watch the time after that, the month, she's been here for 1 month. Okay. I daily light lamp. Oh. You should.
I think. Yeah, we can. With this thing, we can make it. We don't want the lamp to go off, especially when we are talking. We light the lamp.
Oh my God. This is me. Very.
Okay. Yeah, I think the expert should do it.
We're
going to put this also in the podcast.
Yeah, some of the struggles of maintenance that Devi Gudi.
Yeah. It's the kind of wick that you need to have is very, very small.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, like.
Okay.
Yo.
Betty.
Madhyam.
Madhyam. Adinde kuda nokku.
Ah.
You see now. Scene Contra, guys. There was a game called Contra when we were kids. Yeah, people who are watching on the podcast, please switch to YouTube if you want to see this.
Yeah.
Stop your car, guys. Watch the video. Hit the thumbs up.
We are doing some...
You are going some black magic stuff. I hope Ranveer doesn't... Veer Bhai Sen doesn't want
us to do this. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm a fan of him. Veer Bhai Sen. Okay, my hand got... Okay. Where did we stop?
We're talking about... lighting the lamp daily.
Yes. And the change, there was immense change. Okay. If one is watching constantly, you can see the change. Or like, I started lighting lamp. And after 1 week, I asked my mom, are you seeing any change in the environment? There was huge change. I can explain. Like, previously, we used to get fired, that's this, many problems, pressure. But after 1 week, when we were looking that 1 week, it was like more joy, more laughter sounds. My cousin brothers also came. It was like live environment always. We were talking, chatting, and we were lighting lamp, we were doing sadhana. So that change was visible. If you are watching, you can see the change, okay? It will be subtle, but still, you won't be understanding why these changes are happening. It will be beyond your logic, beyond my logic. But things are changing, slowly and slowly. Now I can assure, like, there are good changes. You should not be like, I bought Devi, so change should be there.
Where are the changes?
Where are the changes? Or else I am going to see who you shall like. No, not like that. If you are really into it, it's like love affair, as Sadhguru always tell. If you are carrying her, I'm not like I want this wealth. No, but environment change, it's there. So I feel much happy because she is here, and now I am planning to get Sannidhi or Janalinga Yendra. Again, I asked doubt. So I prefer Sannidhi. I am trying to get that. We will see.
Yeah, we'll see how we'll make it happen.
Yes. Anything I missed?
No, I think this was very beautiful. And thank you for being here with us. Where would if someone would love to contact you, and we can organize a Kerala temple tour with Suranjana? You know, so much limitless possibilities exist now.
We can.
Where can we contact you?
On Instagram, you can contact Suraj the Nation. He will be tagging me, I think.
Yes. No, I won't be tagging, guys. Okay. I will tag my page.
Okay. And another experience. Do you have time?
Yes. I think, yeah.
Oh, what's the time?
It's 11:35. No. It's 10:51. We have time.
Okay.
So yeah, I have to catch a Garib Rath train, guys. Okay. I came by Vande Bharat, but I'm going back by Garib
Rath.
Yeah.
Garib, you became Garib by staying 2 days for a year. Okay. Actually, first thing is, I felt very happy when Vaishwana told he was coming. And
thank you for calling me and meet you.
That gave me a boost again to do my sadhana. I feel like it's some magic or something. Whenever I go to ashram or whenever I meet special people. Like, I met Kandananna, I told you. Kandananna was there. And I was, he was there with Sadhguru all the time. But I never knew he was with Sadhguru. But I talked with him and I met Om Boy in BSP. Again, you are here. So, I love how it is going. I'll get Sannidhi and I will invite you again.
Yes.
We'll do podcast again. Yeah. You can see. I'm happy you are here. I invite you again.
Thank you.
Whenever you are here
in
northern part of Kerala, you come here, you can roam around and go have biryani.
Veg biryani, guys. Veg brinjal biryani.
So, Talasheri biryani was tasty.
So, anything last that you would like to share with the
audience? No, anyone who wish to contact me, you can contact through Instagram.
Yeah.
Anyone who are coming to Kerala, you can come stay here, always open. You can sit in the presence of Devi if you want. It's not like limited to some people. Anyone who wish to come and see Devi, you are free to come. That's it.
Beautiful.
Okay. Or if we drag long, Garibrath will go.
Yes, and, I have to then go Richrath.
So, Garibrath will go away. So, we are stopping this podcast as of now.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Namaskar. Namaskar, Anna. Okay.
Hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. So if you're traveling to Kannur, Thalassery or Kozhikode, definitely message Surajana. He will definitely guide you regarding the places that you can visit, and especially since he's in the travel industry, he can really help you a lot. I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. Please visit his Instagram page if you liked his podcast. Do send him a message or at least drop a comment, so that, you know, it's so heartwarming to read your comments. So please leave a comment if it's possible, and of course subscribe to the channel to hit a like. And until the next podcast, guys, bye.